They're great.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show 2007 Damn Dummy Fantasy Football On-Air Draft.
You suck that honey down. Good stuff.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
Never a chore. The Don and Mike Show.
No, we're done with the draft. Most of us are happy with our teams.
Yes. I think everybody really feels they have a chance this year.
Mm-hmm. John, how long do you think it's going to take us to get that up on DonandMikeWebsite.com?
I will have that up probably first thing in the morning.
Bueno.
Probably.
No, I take that back. I will have it up first thing
tomorrow
morning.
Thank you, John. And this year, can we please update it every week?
Absolutely.
I know that we kind of lost the details on that last year.
Yeah, and we will update it on the air as well. And how do you feel about your team?
Good.
Good.
I have to wait.
Who is your quarterback?
Wait till my head stops spinning. Vince Young. Wait, don't look at me in that tone of voice. You don't even know who Vince Young is.
Exactly. Quarterback for Chicago.
Okay, Buzz. That's good. Now here's Mike O'Mara with the news.
All right, Don.
Thanks,
thank
Robert.
You. Thanks a lot. Senator Larry Craig is under fire from the Republicans.
I am not gay.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
Boy Scouts of America, CBS News.
Why are you booing the Boy Scouts?
I don't know. I felt like it.
And what are you doing with your drink, Mike?
Getting a little piece of horseradish off.
Yeah, you were a little friendly with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good, though. That's what makes it good.
Thank you.
CBS News says over the last 60 years...
horseradish, baby.
At least 5,100 scout leaders were kicked out of the scouts because they were a little too fond of boys.
Oh, I like rape.
5,100 over 60 years. Now, we know this because of documents pried away from the organization.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
With a loss.
I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Mommy, I want you to meet my new scoutmaster.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
There he is.
Hey, Mommy.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Looks good in the shorts.
We're seeing the documents thanks to a lawsuit filed by a couple of brothers who say they were abused throughout their childhoods by an assistant scoutmaster.
Buzz, I believe we say African-American.
Oh. African-Americans! Oh, two brothers. It took me a minute to figure out what you were talking about.
That's there. Jeremy Piven.
Uh-huh.
I know, because my rocket sense of, my rocket...
You're so dry.
My rocket fast speed of... Uh-huh.
We are making it to the finish line.
Okay.
We are going to make it to the finish
you
line.
You think so.
Listen, there are people out there who knew what I was trying to say.
I know.
Thank you.
I understood exactly
they're
what you were saying.
They're laughing.
That's
they're
right.
laughing. I don't care if they're laughing at me or with me.
CBS did the math and found that based on the 5,100 men given the boot, that's a troop leader kicked out every 3 days in the years before 1991. In the years since 1991, it's about one every 2 days, judging from these formerly secret scout documents.
Born gay!
Scouting officials say the numbers are actually really small when you look at the tens of millions of adults who have served scouting honorably. That reminds me, when
hey,
was
Billy,
your...
how would you like to earn a badge?
Hey, Billy, it's scouting. It's an American tradition. You having a good time?
My name is Steve Buckhantz, and I will be your scoutmaster. I only said that because he's driving down the road right now. He's pretty sure he's just driven his car. into the abutment?
Yes, into the little abutment. The
concrete abutment.
He seemed to be pleased with his experience here.
He'll earn a merit badge in suction.
We all had a good day.
We did.
Say, when was your last prostate exam?
I'm ready for it right now.
Steve Buckhantz just gave me one.
You've probably been violated more often than necessary, according to a medical study in England.
Could I have my pants, please?
Those doctors say once a year is not necessary.
Why men's rooms?
More like once every 3 years is fine, they say.
I hope Idahoans will allow me to continue serving gay people at the Minneapolis airport.
He'll give you a prostate check.
He will.
Doctors studied more than 17,000 men for 10 years. They found that men who got annual digital rectal exams were no less likely to... I knew you'd enjoy that.
Digital
phrase.
Means finger.
I wrote that in there just for you.
Digital doesn't mean like DVD digital.
No,
digital
no,
means like finger.
Mine right. And finger.
Yeah, my doctor gave me an analog exam. It was very old-fashioned.
The study says men who got annual exams were no less likely to get prostate cancer than guys who got it once every 4 years.
I always ask my doctor to double up. You know, really, when he gets done with that, he's like, looks fine. I said, are you really sure? He says, yeah, I'm absolutely sure. I said, check again.
Please.
please.
And if you think someone...
And this time, kiss me. Hard on the mouth, deeply. With tongue.
Or a light hug.
Deeply and passionately. If you think someone should study the doctors, by the way, they have. And they found that it's easier to get a dermatologist's appointment for Botox than it is for a potentially cancerous mole examination. On average, the doctor can see you in 8 days for Botox, 26 days for that crusty, expanding mole.
Alton Brown.
As you give.
Uncle Buck. Who is that lady, Uncle Buck?
Oh, Molly. Buck melanoma. That's Molly, right. Russell's wart.
That's right.
I'm Anita Horgarth.
Horgarth.
Now, as you give the best years of your life to some faceless corporation, know this. The CEO makes as much money as 365 of us worker bees. To put it another way, he makes on average 36,500% more than you do.
Well, I know in the case of this company, Dan Mason earns every single penny.
Oh, works. And worth it. Works. Absolutely worth it.
And I'll tell you why.
Why?
I'll tell you why he's so rich.
Why?
He doesn't waste any money on haircuts.
That's really out of line. Okay? Really. Now that's
gone,
where I have to put my foot down.
You've gone too
far. All right, Prince Valiant, I'm sorry.
I mean, really, don't pick on the man. He's doing such a fine job.
Hello, my name is Dan Mason.
Oh, no.
I'm the president of CBS Radio.
I have to go home now.
How would you like me to make love to you in the very studio where Howard Stern used to broadcast?
Thanks, Don.
You're the one that brought the happy juice in, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much.
Now you're paying the price.
What's your next story, Buzz?
Don't worry, Dan is a friend of mine. He will not hold this against you in any way, Mike.
Bless you, Don.
Okay, next story.
This is Dan Mason. I'm the president of CBS Radio.
A new study.
I'll be across the street with Steve Buckhantz.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Looking for chicks tonight.
I'm looking forward to my lunch now.
At Timpani.
Hey, Timpani.
A new study shows that women who partner with older men make more babies than other couples. Researchers at the University of Vienna say men whose partners were the men whose partners were 6 years or younger than themselves had an average of 2.2 kids. Men who had older partners.
I thought he sucked. I thought he sucked.
1.8 children.
That is your girlfriend, Carla.
Yes, she is 6 years younger than I am.
Experts say men prefer.
You are lying.
Well, I mean, I'm not lying. That is accurate. She's a little more than that, though.
It's a perfectly natural matchup, according to this study.
She is more than 6 years younger than you.
Yes, she's more than 16 years younger.
Experts say that men prefer younger.
Hello, I am a pervert.
No. Men prefer younger women because of their longer fertility span, and the study shows that women prefer older men.
That's what you're looking for, Mike, is more kids.
I am indeed.
Women prefer older men because they're more financially stable for supporting a family.
Last 7 minutes of the news, and you're killing me, Buzz.
In short, chicks dig older guys.
You know who else thinks you should have some more children? Dan Mason.
So how?
What's your next story, Buzz?
I'm just going to throw everything in right now that makes Mike uncomfortable before vacation.
Yes, sirree, and I didn't think I could feel uncomfortable in the condition I'm in.
How about I just say the word Negro? That's all.
There we go.
Dan Mason, Negro, have babies.
Oh, God.
All the things that make Mike uncomfortable. And also,
what's next on the list, Buzz?
Steve Buckhantz. Now I smell your fingers.
How important are kids to having a good marriage? Today, only 4 in 10 Americans rank children as very important.
Rob says, marriage. Rob Spiewak
writes,
says to me telegraphically.
Yes.
Telepathically?
That's what I meant as I rub my temples.
Very good.
Is the only thing holding my marriage together.
That's right.
Signed, your friend Rob.
Very good.
Love Rob.
Now, that 4 out of 10, that's way down from the 65% of us who felt that way as recently as 1990.
Felt what way?
That children were important to a successful marriage.
Hey. I must buy ice. On the way home tonight.
Party ice.
Party ice.
Couples who have kids rank the children in importance way above career, friends, hobbies, or other members of their family.
Very true, Buzz.
Now, to Leona Helmsley, her dog was more important than family. The Queen of Mean's will has been read, and it bypasses 2 of her grandchildren and leaves $12 million for her dog.
Ah, that's perfect. That's exactly what she was all about.
The money goes into a trust fund for a white Maltese named Trouble. And remember, only little dogs pay taxes. A man in Tampa, Florida is going to prison because he gave steroids to his 13-year-old roller skating son.
Hey, Mike got your joke.
Good. I'm glad someone did.
I did.
But I don't appreciate you looking at me and winking like I didn't get it. I know she said only little people pay
taxes.
Jeremy Piven's taxes.
Jeremy Piven.
That really pissed off Dan Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Guy in Tampa going to prison, gave his 13-year-old son steroids. James Gahan is looking at least a year in prison. 10 years is the maximum sentence. He was training his son to compete internationally on an inline roller skating team. He gave the boy other performance-enhancing drugs as well. The clinic operators who supplied the steroids were also arrested, and they are also facing prison time.
Please don't put away my father.
Apple and Volkswagen are talking about teaming up to create the...
What makes a Nazi?
No.
How does he get that way?
No.
Volkswagen.
They're not making Nazis. They're making the iCar. That's a car with a built-in hands-free iPhone that reads your text messages out loud. And, of course, stores and plays all your favorite music, like
Rob
this.
Rob Spiewak.
Just remember this.
Bang.
Never forget.
That's right.
Bing, bang, bing, bang, boom.
Boom.
There,
love that song.
There'd be other electronics from Apple in this Volkswagen as well, from the navigation system all the way to the cup warmer. Officials from both Apple and Volkswagen met this week in California to talk about the concept. And by the way, the kid who hacked the iPhone we told you about last week, he fixed it so it would work with any carrier, not just AT&T.
Yes, sir.
Well, he's getting a new car. This 350Z is a signing bonus from a mobile phone repair company.
This is a pretty goddamn amazing story.
Sure is.
I really think this is Buzz.
17 years old. He gets the 350Z. He gets the job as a consultant to a phone repair company. They've offered him a paid job. All he has to do for this company initially to make all this happen is show him how he hacked the iPhone.
Show them how he did it.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, how old is he?
17.
I love it.
Isn't that great?
Now, is this the same kid that figured out how to get, like, Donkey Kong on the iPhone?
I think so, yeah. He figured out all kinds of hacks. But the big one, the one that really made news.
The one that, the reason this intrigued me is because when I saw this on the web, the Donkey Kong, of course, looked like Donkey Kong.
Right.
But somehow, the little joysticks had been turned into little dots on the phone. Why is everyone looking at me?
Finally.
I was going to say, I don't know.
This is not how I thought we would end the show today.
Is this a bridal suite?
If only I had known.
I don't know.
I call this one, most all fishermen do that.
So how would you get joysticks on a, whether it's an iPhone or whatever, on a flat, I understand you could push an icon,
right?
But an act. Buzz, hold up your phone. Right. What do you got there?
Well, I was just going to say you'd use this ring. I think they have a similar thing on the screen of the iPhone?
I'm doing an awful job of explaining this.
It's a touch screen, right?
Yes.
Right.
Like up here on the top, you have an actual Donkey Kong game, and down here by where you touch,
right,
you actually touch what looks like little joysticks.
Down here where you touch.
Amazing.
I understand.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I do. I understand.
I'm sorry.
I get it. No, he reassigned the button.
I was here for 3 hours and 45 minutes of the show today mentally. The last 5 minutes, I admit, I'm really not here.
You are allowed that.
I wish I understood it all.
So I call this one, most all fishermen do that. In Japan, quoting a fisherman turned comedian, almost everyone in the fishing business has had sex with a manta ray at some point.
But how do you get a joystick, though, on a little phone like this?
You import it on a Japanese manta ray. Thank you.
I don't think you took his question seriously.
I don't know.
This fisherman turned comedian in Japan, he's talking about the big flat fish with the long stingers on their tails, the manta rays. And we're not just talking about guys who've been at sea for entirely too long. Taro Makaburu says, and I quote, coastal fishermen do it too. It's a ritual of manhood.
You see, here's a picture. That's what the little joysticks look like.
They look like nipples.
Yes!
They're little tiny nipples.
Exactly. Fascinated by this, I am.
Of Virtual course. Nipples.
Of course. I have nipples, Greg.
Can you milk me?
First, he says they remove the stinger. Then he says the captain goes first. At the part Don would call the exit.
Oh, you are gross, Buzz.
Oh, my God.
You are just gross.
I have good news. The fish survives and is released back into the wild and does just fine.
Yeah, it doesn't taste good for the next guy that catches it.
There are, as the saying goes, a lot of other fish in the sea.
Yeah, but it wants to run for Senate from Idaho.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No.
That's it. We got to go have a safe holiday, everybody. All right, thanks to the great Steve Buckhans for coming in and helping us out with our draft today.
Very nice.
That's it. See you in a couple. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. And have a safe holiday. Good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
75 hours until the telethon.
Oh, the Jerry tapes.
When we come back, we're going to be talking about Jerry.
Yeah, sure. First thing.
I'll say that. All right.
Peter North.
Oh, you win.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.